Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Rules of Normal Eating, a common sense approach for dieters, overeaters, undereaters, emotional eaters, and everyone in between. By Karen R. Koenig, LICSW, Master of Education. Narrated by Samantha Dez. Introduction. Back in the days when I was either starving or stuffing myself, who would have dreamed that I'd find myself counseling, teaching, and writing about how disordered eaters can become comfortable around food by learning a set of rules for quote-unquote normal eating? By the way, the quotes around normal underscore that there's no one particular way to eat, but rather a range of appropriate eating behaviors that reflect our weight, appetite, metabolism, biochemistry, lifestyle, and activity level. The quotes are to remind you to find comfortable eating habits based on who you are. Copying someone else's normal eating is like cheating on a test. The results may look good, but you don't learn a thing and only end up fooling yourself. Although I was never the type of chronic dieter who jumped on every diet bandwagon, for more than 20 frustrating years, I alternated between rigidly restricting my food intake and succumbing to food frenzies that broke my heart and my spirit. Gaining and losing the same 10 to 20 pounds over and over, I hated myself when I was overweight and lived in fear of my fat self when I was slim. Sound familiar? Then, in the early 1980s, I picked up the book Fat is a Feminist Issue by Susie Orbach, and my eating changed forever. The book became my Bible, my map, my compass, my lantern in the dark, my crutch, my guru, the finger prodding me from behind and beckoning me forward. It introduced me to a revolutionary way to relate to food, by actually listening to and trusting my body. And I spent the next decade learning and diligently practicing the behaviors and attitudes that normal eaters take for granted. I began the amazing process of learning to trust my body to guide my eating by reading every book I could find on making peace with food and finding a natural weight. I also entered therapy, which deepened, broadened, and accelerated the process of discovering what I needed to change about myself to become a normal eater. A few years later, I was hired by a Massachusetts-based cutting-edge psychoeducational venture called the FACE Program, Focus Awareness on Chronic Overeating. As a facilitator for them, I continued to learn about and fine-tune my own eating. During the next 10 years, I earned my master's degree in social work and began teaching adult education classes for compulsive and restrictive eaters, counseling students who wanted additional help, and writing articles on overcoming disordered eating. Currently, I have a private psychotherapy practice, teach eating awareness classes to the public, and lead seminars for my colleagues in local graduate continuing education programs on how to treat clients with compulsive, emotional, and restrictive eating problems. I think of myself as a normal eater about 90 to 95% of the time. Because of my dysfunctional relationship with food for 3+ decades, I accept that I might never eat like someone who never had an eating problem. And that's fine with me. I'm like a person who has learned a second language and speaks it fluently, but with a slight accent. Or someone who has been injured and walks with a barely perceptible limp. I don't expect to be perfect. I attribute my success in becoming a normal eater to 3 factors. 1, I could not stand being out of control around food and was fed up with constantly hating myself for it. 2, I didn't hesitate to seek help from books and professionals. And 3, I refused to give up, believing that if other people could learn to feel sane around food, then so could I. I am so profoundly grateful for the wisdom I've gained that I'm on a lifelong mission to spread the word. Making peace with food is a realistic goal for disordered eaters. Becoming a normal eater is not just about food. The transformation can't help but set your life on